Well, on this first day of the new year, I think it's very appropriate to read that in Ecclesiastes, and especially the, you know, it's okay to eat and drink and take pleasure in your toil, but not so much that you can't make it to church on Sunday. There is a time in God's world for all things. He has given us this world, this earthly life, to enjoy, to participate, to work, yes, to toil, to do things, but to keep all things in perspective. It is not right to do only worldly things and not do any spiritual things, but it is also not right to give up all worldly things for only spiritual things. We need to find a balance in our life, and if we follow His teachings, His Word, and listen to His Holy Spirit that He gives us to guide us, we can have joy in the worldly things and still put the spiritual things first. What things did you find joyful in this year that we have just ended? I know that for a lot of our young people, there were some wonderful Christmas presents. I noticed a couple of them brought them with them. And that's okay. I know when I was that age, Christmas was exciting. What did Santa bring me? I have to admit that Santa brought me a couple of toys, and I went out with the grandkids and played with them in the yard, and we had a good time. But they were toys that needed to be supervised, so they didn't bring them to the kids. They brought them to Grandpa. It's in the joy of giving that we begin to really feel what true joy is like. It is in the joy of having the Lord in our life that we begin to understand that joy is not just getting what we want, it's wanting what we have. My joy comes from having a church to serve, from having family to share a meal around the table, from having grandkids to give things to and to watch their joy in opening the presents, in playing with those toys, in growing up strong and in faith. And so we see that God has provided all things, each in its own time. We sometimes manage to put the wrong thing in the wrong time and in the wrong way and in the wrong amount. We abuse those things that God has given us, and then they cease to be for help and become hurtful. Not because they were hurtful to start with, but because the way we used them, the way we treated them, the way we saw them was not God's way. It was our way. When we follow our way, we go the wrong way. When we follow His way, we go the right way. We think of drugs as bad, and yet without drugs, where would we be in our medical profession? Our medications are for good uses, but they have to be used properly. When we abuse them, then we get in trouble. Alcohol is useful in its own way, whether it be for a disinfectant or for a drink on New Year's Eve. I've had more than my share, so I don't drink any of it anymore. I'm trying to get back to that balance. And a lot of people don't know where to find that balance. But it's not the alcohol that's the evil. It's our inability to do it in the right way. We want to blame other people for our troubles. We want to blame the substance for the trouble. But it's not the substance, it's the people. When they don't do the way God has ordained that we should do. He has given us all things and dominion over all things. And yet we take that and misuse it and abuse it and go the wrong way. So in this new year, I would hope that you will live well and enjoy those gifts that God has given. Enjoy each other's company. Enjoy your grandchildren if you're there yet, or your children if you have them. or your parents and your other family members. Enjoy the church family that we have here and share with each other. Because God has ordained that we would have relationships with each other and a relationship with Him, and that in our relationships with each other we might see a reflection of His love and know that His love is greater than all that. Amen. And waits for us in perfection in the next world as we seek to understand it in this. Some people have said life is a test. If it is, we always fail. But when it comes time for a final grade, if we believe in Him, in the gift that He has given us, we get an A. Not because we deserve it, but because He loves us. Gee, I wish my English teacher had loved me that much. But she was human and so was I. But He's not. He has that love for us that transcends all those limitations that we have, that loves us not just in spite of them, but because of them. Because even in our limitations, even in our failures, even in our humanity, we can learn to turn to Him and become something more than we would be without Him. Become His children. Become His family. Become a part of His kingdom. What a wondrous gift that is on this New Year's Day. And so I invite all of you, regardless of whether you're a member of the church or even a Methodist, to come and join us at the table. Because the ultimate gift is the gift of His Son. And we take this bread and wine, good old Methodist grape juice, of course, as a symbol of that gift, as a recognition of His gift to us, as a realization that His Son, Jesus, the Christ, gave His life for us, that we might have life. What a wondrous gift. What a wondrous New Year's resolution to walk more in His steps, to be more like His Son, to be more a part of His perfect world and less of our selfish one. In Jesus' name I pray for you. Amen.